Hey, you're listening to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog mixitupwithcurves.com, and this is where we talk about style, life, and pretty much anything people will tolerate me talking about. Don't Mix In, episode 11. So today we're going to talk about holiday style on a budget, because you know everything's on a budget for me. And this is the time of the year where we spend a lot more money. I feel like I actually shop more around this time for myself, even though I'm not supposed to. So I just rounded up some ideas of how you can get ready and get dressed for a holiday party and that sort of thing, and while staying in your budget. And this episode is based on a blog post called Holiday Style on a Budget on mixitupwithcurves.com.
All right, let's hold that thought for a minute so we can hear about one of my sponsors.
All right, have you ever thought of starting your own podcast? So when I was getting started with Don't Mix In, my sister was like, hey, you should start a podcast. And I was like, yeah. And then I just kind of stayed there. So my question was, how do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other places where people actually get to listen to my show? And where do I find advertisers? So the answer was Anchor. Really simple. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free. The price is right. So, and it's also super easy to use. I think what I like most about it is that I can just record from my phone, so I don't need to be on my desktop. So if I have time and I'm in my car, I can just go ahead and create an episode right then and there and just plug in my mic or just use my phone. So if you always want to start a podcast, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and a diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. So if you go to this blog post, you're going to see I have this like pretty dramatic tiered ruffled skirt, black skirt, and I paired it with some black and white striped top that's kind of a scoop neck. It's more kind of fitted. And then I added a pair of metallic gold heels. Okay, so I rounded up what I look for during the holidays so that if I do have a family event, because I'm not going out too much, but if I do have something, that I have some pieces that I can just put together in an interesting way. Okay, so my issue with holiday dressing and outfits is I don't want to look like a Christmas present. So on the one hand, I like the holiday season because I feel like it's a chance to dress up a bit and wear stuff a little more extra. But on the other hand, I don't want to be looking like a Christmas present, looking too obviously Christmassy, if that makes sense to you. So wearing like too much red, even though I love red, or green. So I like to make it more about the textures or fabrics and elements I put together, and that being more of how I dress for the holidays. And my reason for not wanting something obviously very Christmassy is because what? I want to be able to wear it again. So I try to get pieces that are versatile that I can wear after even the holiday season, but my holiday outfits are more about how I put these things together to be a little more dressed up, a little more glam, a little more sparkly. All right. So what I look for is three different things for when I'm trying to put it together like a holiday outfit. I'm looking for fun skirts that are very festive, a little more over the top than usual. And I'm looking for that same kind of element in my shoes. So heels that are a little more sparkly, maybe some metallics, that sort of thing. And finally, I like to, go with a bold lip. So I might go for a lipstick color even more bolder than usual. And I feel like that adds a little bit more of a glam feeling to my outfit, kind of elevates it a bit. What I like about approaching it in this way is that all those pieces on their own, I can wear them throughout the year, like I've said before, or at least through the winter season. So that's why I look for stuff that's just not too much like Christmas. So that I can wear them other times in other ways, and so that we stick with our rule of versatility. So let's get right into my little game plan for getting some holiday style pieces together. So I got my tips here. It's always got to be some tips, right? So the first one is looking at thrift stores. I feel like after I started doing this, it's opened up a whole new world of getting like one of a kind items. And I'm thinking, you know, skirts and jackets and tops. I found a lot of different things that are in great condition, but what I like is that they're unique. So this skirt was thrifted and only costs like $7.50. But if you look on the blog post, it looks very dramatic. And it's just a really fun skirt. My daughter, I was joking, was saying that she's like, because I was trying to figure out how to style it after I got it. And she's like, you know, I don't know. I'm sorry. It just looks, it looks too extra. And I was like, I know, that's the point. So anyway, so checking out a thrift store, I feel like that's a good place to start to find some things that are unique, a little fun, that you can wear in different ways over the holidays and are not going to break the bank. So if you haven't heard that episode, go ahead and check out episode 2. And that's where I talk about my experience with thrifting and just my tips on how to go thrifting and get items with curves. And a little disclaimer with the skirt, when you see it at first, you're like, is she going to take a margarita order? And yeah, I get that, but I paired it with a top that's pretty basic to kind of bring the busyness of the skirt down. But I know you're going to think that when you see it, but you'll like it, I think. The next thing I like to do, tip 2, would be adding something metallic. So this time of year, there's a lot of cute pairs of heels that are not expensive, like these gold heels that I got from Target, and they still should be in stores, and I link that online for you. But I feel like that's a really easy way to dress up an outfit and it not be too much. And I've worn those heels. I got them last winter, and I've worn them, you know, throughout the year in different ways, just because they're not too much. They're just enough, a bit of a metallic feel to your outfit. Now, like I said in the last podcast episode where I talked about how I layer for curves, I like to mix elements together. So the purse that I have in this post is also the same one I used in the other post. And I kind of do that. I'll find a purse that I feel like will work for the season, and I kind of just go with that over and over again, just because it works. And so this one's kind of a boxy shape, and it has a chained strap, the gold chain. So that's another element that is added to the outfit. And it's from Target Who What Wear, along with the heels were from Target as well. The last thing that I add is a bold lip. So I have that lip color that I love from MAC. It's called Quite the Standout. And so I wear that quite a bit during the holidays, and haven't worn it to work yet. Haven't done that. Haven't gone through, you know, past that threshold because it's pretty bold. But I feel like it's a nice time to try different lip colors. And that can kind of dress up your outfit. Looks like you're doing something a little, you know, out of the ordinary. So I think this is a great time to try that out. And especially if you're just wearing like a lot of black, right? You have something bold that just kind of, you know, up levels your outfit. So what I did in this blog post, I linked a bunch of different skirts that I like, and I feel like also have the feel of, you know, the texture is lace or it's metallic fabric, so that you can have some options. So if you go to mixupacurves.com, holiday style and a budget, you'll see all of those links there, because of course the skirt was thrifted. So I also linked all the other items that are in the post, because most of them are still online, available online. So you'll see that. And I also linked the lip color that is available online as well. All right, so there you have it. Those are my tips for holiday style on a budget. Check out the thrift stores. Check out, you know, what skirts are out in stores. Check out those metallic elements and top it off with a bold lip. Want more information? Go ahead and head over to mixupacurves.com and head over to this blog post, Holiday Style on a Budget. I'm going to go ahead and link it in the show notes for you, and then you'll be able to see that skirt that I'm so excited about and lots of pictures of it. Also, you'll see the links to the other skirts that you can check out and the links to the different pieces I use in this outfit that are still available online. And if you like what you're hearing, go ahead ahead and subscribe and leave me a review so I'll know what you like, what you don't like, what you want me to stop talking about, a certain thing. And go ahead and check out my Patreon, because that'll help me with continuing to develop the content that is meaningful for you. And then if you want to find me around online, you can always find me on Instagram at MixItUpWithCurves. Again, if you don't want to find me, that's okay. But if you do, I'm there, and that's the handle. And remember, don't mix in, because you don't need to.